The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning, I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And the good news, or bad news, depending on how you look at it, is that there are only a few weeks left of the school year. Most schools in Northwest Arkansas are out for the summer by June 6th.
We both work from home, so logistically speaking, it can be tough to get work done when your kids are running around the house. But aside from that challenge, we are both big fans of summer break because it means we and the kids all get a much-needed break from the hustle and bustle of the school year. We call it the summer slowdown, and we think kids really need that time so they don't get burned out.
A lot of parents schedule camps, lessons, practices, trips to fill the time during summer break, but experts say that we need to be careful not to overdo it. Kids need some downtime to just hang out with nothing specific to do.
Yes, extracurricular activities are great, but you don't necessarily have to be on the travel team to enjoy soccer. You don't have to go to the out-of-state gymnastics meets to learn and enjoy tumbling. You can if you want to, but you don't have to. Just make sure the extracurricular stuff is adding to your child's enjoyment and not dominating their childhood as if it was a career. As parents, we have to watch our kids and figure out how much is too much.
I think our rule of thumb is that if we see our kids starting to resent the extracurricular stuff and not enjoying it anymore, then we know their plate might be too full. And we also try to make sure they never feel afraid that their performance in sports or music or anything else is going to impact how we feel about them. Well, for more information on finding the balance between scheduled activities and downtime, check out the link on our homepage at nwamotherload.com.
Where moms click.